Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Ben Huber, a missionary with Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be looking at Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. So good morning, everybody. It is just so good to be with you here today. I just pray the blessing of God upon your life and his goodness and his love. And I just pray that you're going to encounter him this morning. So let's get ready to rock here today. So Jesus, we just welcome your presence. We welcome your heart, God. Help us to be in alignment with everything that you have in store for us here today. So this morning, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, also known as the Ascension. So here we go. Let's begin with the mark of our faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." I love this passage because it demonstrates the trust Jesus has in us and the power that we have to demonstrate the gospel. So what I'm not saying here is that all power in heaven and earth is ours, but in a sense it is, because we're baptized Christians. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to us because we're another person of Christ. And one way we think about this is being a priest and a prophet and a king. By our baptism, by the mark of our baptism, we've been given this anointing, these gifts in which that we can live out. So priests, what does that mean? We are holy. We are holy priests of God's, both men and women. We are made holy. This is a sign of our faith. This is a mark of our baptism that we are called to live out. This is an example of how the powers of heaven have been given to us as sons and daughters. We're also prophets. We're the mouthpieces. We're the mouthpieces of the kingdom of heaven and the truth in which the Lord desires and longs for his children to speak each and every day. And we're also kings. We're kings and queens. We have been given this authority to claim dominion, meaning to claim these lands for the kingdom of God each and every day. Another passage that you can think about that also demonstrates the power that we receive in this passage is one that you may know of very well. It's the prodigal son. The prodigal son talks about receiving a ring and sandals and a robe when the father welcomes back his son after he had wandered off. The ring demonstrates our kingship. It demonstrates this authority that we carry by receiving this inheritance of being a son and daughter of God. The sandals represents our prophet's call to proclaim the word of God, the good news that everybody has an opportunity to be welcomed into the kingdom of God through our baptism and through belief in Jesus. And then the robe demonstrates this priestly identity, this holy identity, that we are clothed in righteousness, that we are clothed in his goodness. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus ascended to the Father, he knew what he was doing because he could trust us with his mission. And he trusts us with his mission when we live out our baptismal call, when we live out the marks of our baptism, of being a priest, of being a prophet, of being a king. And what's so cool about this passage is that it also resembles the heart of our missionary call. Go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Wow, what a call and what a gift that by our lives we get to pursue holiness, a relationship, a beautiful, amazing relationship with Jesus each and every day, and that the Lord also calls us by our relationship into mission, proclaiming the goodness of God each and every day. So what I want you to do today, a few charges that I have for you today, is to pray into the marks of your baptism. Allow the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the depth of who you are as his daughter and as his son. There's so much he wants to share with you. Then I also want you to ask Holy Spirit what it means to be a missionary in this time and in this hour. How is he calling you to go to the nations by the gift of your life? This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. And once again, my name is Ben Huber, a missionary with Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you here today, everybody. Amen.